This podcast is from a program which originally aired in 1994.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland, and my guest today on Piano Jazz is Meredith D'Ambrosio. She's a most sensitive and melodic singer and pianist. She's also a painter, composer, lyricist, and teacher, and a good businesswoman to boot. Now, I think this makes you a true Renaissance woman, Meredith. Don't you agree?
I guess so, Marion, if you say so. Thank you. You left out my favorite thing to do, though, in the whole world.
Oh, really?
Cook.
Oh, well, see, I wasn't going to know that, but now I insist on coming to your house and sampling some of that.
You'd better.
Well, you know, I'm so interested in how you got started. You're from Boston, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Born
and,
in Boston.
I mean, which of these things did you do first? Singing, playing, what? Painting?
The art came first. My painting came first. I was five. I knew that I was an artist when I was 5 years old.
Well, I guess your mother sort of fostered your music and your singing, didn't she?
Both my parents did, because they were both, my father was a singer and my mother was a singer pianist. But she really, I think the reason why she gave me piano lessons when I was six and art lessons and dancing lessons was because she was trying to keep me off the street. And every day I had lessons. I mean, there wasn't a moment that I could have been out in that street, although there were, because I didn't practice for very long. I was a devil. I wanted to be in trees. You know, I wanted to be out there like a wild Indian,
which I was. Oh, a real tomboy.
I was a terrible tomboy, and I just wanted to play cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians. And she wanted me to be feminine.
Well, see what happened, how it all turned into good things. And here you are writing and singing these beautiful songs. And I would love to hear you do one of your own songs. And you were talking about one that you wrote called Beware of Spring. What a lovely title.
Beware of Spring. Yes, that's going to be the title tune of my next album.
Great.
Love wandered lazily by and drifted down on a moonbeam and tiptoed into our dream. It seemed to be a shadowy reverie, lost in the bloom of May, then drifted away. If I forgot to remember the season after the snow, next time I will know to beware of spring.
That's a really beautiful song.
Thank you, Mary.
Who were your influences, vocally or musically? I mean, you must have listened to some people years ago.
So many people. I mean, a million people come into my head. Not that they're influences, but loves, like Ethel Waters. And
a good one. Did you listen
to
a lot?
She had such soul, you know, in her. And Early Peggy Lee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
what a voice, and what a tremolo, you know. And Jerry Southern, when I was about 11 years old, I was captured by her, the quality of her voice.
Wasn't she wonderful?
Yeah, and she played, too. She
played
and sang.
Very good piano.
And I didn't even know that at the time.
But I'm glad that she's one of the people you like.
Well, her sensitivity. It's sensitivity that I listen to, really, and phrasing, and warmth, and those things are important to me, but in a jazz vein. I want to hear that jazz feeling in their sound. Otherwise, it just doesn't interest me.
Well, how about, another song you wrote. I'd like to hear another example of what you do. How about Give It Time, is that the song?
Yeah.
Nice titles you
thank
give
you.
Your songs.
Thank you.
Only time can decide your own destiny, whether love will be come what may. And if you really think that you can control what you hope to be, you may chase your dreams far away. Take it slow, you will know when it's time to give your all. Remember, love only comes when it's meant to be, and you'll only see if you give it time.
That's something a little different. First of all, it's a little more up-tempo, and I had a chance to hear you play, and such nice chords. I mean, that's really quite a difficult song.
Oh, it's hard. But I make things difficult on myself.
Well,
for myself. I mean, I just...
I kept meaning to ask you. You have such an interesting life because you're married to Eddie Higgins, who's a wonderful pianist. And, you've got it made. You spend winter in Florida. And then you come up to the Cape in the summertime. What could be more perfect? And you work together. He's written some songs with you, hasn't he?
We wrote a couple of songs together. I did lyrics to his tunes.
And he's played for you on many occasions.
Yes, mostly. I don't usually play for myself anymore. It's been years since I've played in public.
Well, you really sound excellent. I mean, all I can say is you should just play more piano. Well, let's you and I see if we can set up some kind of a duet here. Would you like to do that?
Okay.
And we'll do, one of my favorite tunes, Alone Together.
All right.
Now tell me about this, because this is where you do the original lyric and then you paraphrase it with something of your own.
Yes, I actually write a solo of my own, a musical, a piano solo, and then I put lyrics to it afterwards, and they're both based on the chord changes and the words to the song, so it doesn't lose its meaning.
That's pretty clever. I've never heard anybody doing that. Well, I'll just let you sort of lead off with something, and I'll just put a note or two in there somewhere. It'll work out.
Together beyond a crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together. Alone together, the blinding rain, a starless night, we're not in vain, for we're together. And what is there to fear? Together, our love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as a love can. Great unknown, if we're alone together, though people we know attempt to tell us we should part, as long as we're above this envious world, beyond the crowd, on a cloud, we're not too proud, for we are all alone together, Here in a heavenly place we have found a peace that they will never know. Cause they're wasting hours of precious time. No matter what they say, we cling close to each other. Very strong as long as we continue to be one. We're not scared, we're prepared for any kind of elements. Snow or sleet or blinding rain or through a starless night. But they will never hear us complain, for we are here together. And baby, what is there for us to fear? We're not at all in vain. Now I know only one way to obtain peace of mind. Perpetual freedom is to fall in love. I said love, I mean love, as you never loved before. But love will come only when you least expect. So now you know the answer. My little secret is out. I couldn't keep it locked inside my brain, because I thought that it would burst right into a thousand tiny pieces. And though I digress, if I didn't confess, I'd be less of a person. One never knows what's in store. Life's a mystery, the great unknown. But it doesn't matter, storms we can weather. Long as we're together, we're impervious to the mean streets of the world, just a solitary two alone together.
You know, I never heard anybody do that, take the original lyric and then sort of write a, I would call it like a, I don't know the right word. You say paraphrase.
I call it paraphrase because it is paraphrasing the song, the whole song.
But, I mean, it's interesting that you do that and then you come back to the regular song. You've recorded that one, haven't you?
Yes. I find that easier to do than to play, because my fingers fall over each other. They just don't want to do what my brain tells me to do. So it's easier for me to sing the solo rather than play it.
Either way, it comes off as something very interesting to do. You know what? We've had such a good time so far, and I'm sure it's going to continue, because we've got one last number to do, and this is different from anything we've done so far, and that's just an instrumental number that we're both going to do together. How deep is the ocean?
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.